Thank you, Mr. Vice President. Slovenia would like to thank the delegation of Kiribati for their work on the report, as well as their presentation here today. We take note with appreciation the establishment of Kiribati National Human Rights Task Force, which we recognize as a step forward in terms of coordination, monitoring, evaluation, and reporting on various human rights conventions. While we still know the absence of a long-term plan for a step-by-step ratification of or accession to all core international human rights instruments, we welcome countries' recent accession to CAT. Slovenia would like to recommend to Kiribati the following. Number one, incorporate a comprehensive approach to sexual and reproductive health into the next national development plan for 2021-2025, including family planning programs that are accessible to all, and allocate sufficient resources in the annual budget to ensure effective delivery. Number two, revise the family life education curricula to bring it in line with the updated UN technical guidelines on sexuality education and integrate it into all school curricula, including both in junior and senior high schools. While we recognize important work done through sexual reproductive health rights program and existing support provided to youth, we do not believe it is sufficient, as teenage pregnancy remains very high. As one of the countries that in the past recommended amending the Constitution in order to more broadly prohibit different grounds of discrimination, we would again call on the government of Kiribati to consider including in the Constitution the freedom from discrimination based on sexual orientation and gender identity. Slovenia wishes Kiribati a successful UPR review. I thank you.